Tefillah Shir number 7. Today might be the most difficult shir. This might be the most difficult of the shiurim to really understand. But it's an important one, because it's really going to lay the groundwork for everything we'll do for the rest of the semester. And I have to admit, it's the last time we're going to talk about tefillah. But I promise that you'll still enjoy the second half of the class also. It's the last time this semester we're going to talk really directly about tefillah. And you'll understand where we're going by the end of this year. We said last time we discussed the tefillos of Shabbos. And we pointed out that as opposed to the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, where we had to just guess what God wants us to think, and I suggested that maybe he wants us to think different things during different tefillos, but that's just a guess. Clearly on Shabbos, he wants us to think different things during different tefillos, because the tefillos are different. There are serious, significant changes between the different Shmoneh Esreis, or whatever you'll call them, Amidas, of Shabbos. We pointed out that there are at least three kinds of differences between the three Shmoneh Esreis. The basic theme is different in all three, in Ma'ariv and Shachris and Mincha. The psukim that are quoted, or not quoted, are different. And this very strange difference of bo, va, and vam. Right? Whether we say, we describe Shabbos as a va, as a woman, a feminine, or a vo, we describe it in the masculine, or we describe it in the plural. So the Avud Raham explained, in the name of a Rav Kalonimus, that in fact there really are big differences between these three different tefillos. Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos day have their own themes, and they're expressed in the Amidah of that time. Friday night was about creation. The creation of the world. And that's why we have quoted the psukim by Echulu HaShemayim Baharetz. It's about creation of the world when there was only Shabbos. There was no Jewish people. Man had just been created. And it's about Shabbos as a creation, as a day. Shabbos morning, we speak about the Jewish people, the acceptance of Shabbos. Shabbos as a mitzvah, Shabbos as a mitzvah that we've accepted at Har Sinai. What we called Shabbos of Matan Torah. And then, by Mincha, it was Shabbos La'asid Lavo, Shabbos as a full-time reality. Where you could still shower, don't get worried again, but you are going to be focused totally on godly pursuits. Yemos HaMashiach. That's why there's no psukim, because we haven't seen it yet. And that's why it talks about Avraham Yagel, Yitzchak Yiranein, Yaakov Uvanov Yanuch, all in the future. All these people are coming back to life. It's Tzvias HaMeisim. And that's why Shabbos alone is a vah, like a kala. Introduce the chasen in the morning, the Jewish people, V'yanuch Uvo. And then they're together, V'yanuch Uvam. They're really together only La'asid Lava. That's when Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Everything will be Shabbos. Okay? There are, by the way, other explanations of ba, vo, and vam. I'll just mention one other quickly. Not necessarily a different explanation, but certainly a different way of looking at it. Just very, very simply put, it has to do with the bottom spheros. Not a time to explain what the 10 spheros are and what the spheros are about. But there is a concept that the influence that Hashem puts into this world, he does through some kind of a channel that we call the spheros. The bottom sphera is Malchus. And Malchus is a feminine word. The ninth of the 10 spheros is Yesod. And Yesod is obviously a masculine word. The idea of Shabbos is somehow to put together Yesod and Malchus. We'll actually, believe it or not, really discuss this more at length as we go on. But the night of Shabbos focuses on the last of the Sfiros, the feminine Malchus, we say Ve'anuchu Va. The morning of Shabbos, we focus on the ninth of the Sfiros, the masculine Yesod, we say Ve'anuchu Vo. And by Shalashuddis, by Mincha time, we've really brought them together. So we could speak of Ve'anuchu Vam. There is this idea in Kabbalah that the Sfiros need to be linked back together. For the influence of Hashem to come properly into the world, we have to put back together these channels. That's why, parenthetically, there's minhagim to cut different chalos at each meal. The minig is on Friday night to cut the bottom challah, representing the bottom of the Sfiros. The minig is Shabbos day to cut the top challah, not representing the top Sfiros, but at least 9 is higher than 10. And the real minig at Shalashuddis is to cut both challahs. I don't know if everybody does this, but that idea is there as well. And we will return. I mention that not only because it's really super interesting and cool, and that's why we cut the challahs that way, but because we actually will come back on some level to understand that. That's not a completely separate idea from the one we've suggested of creation and Matan Torah and Yemos HaMashiach. It's not completely separate, as we'll see. Now, given what we spent the first 5 weeks doing, you can guess what I'm going to try to do right now. Now, Friday night is creation, and Shabbos morning is Matan Torah, and Shabbos afternoon is Yemos HaMashiach. And we've already given themes to night, morning, and afternoon, specifically to night tefillos, to morning tefillos, and to afternoon tefillos. And as I began to move through the tefillos of Shabbos, it appeared to me that this really works out very well. That the theory that I had, that each tefillah should be kind of expressed in a certain way, really takes shape on Shabbos. In fact, the words change in that direction. Think about it. Friday night. Shabbos as a creation. God is seen on Friday night as perhaps a distant force, a creative force, but someone who created something long ago. Not Chas v'Shalom, he's not around now. But this mysterious God who created the world, not necessarily one who is relating to us right now, the God of creation, little obvious connection to mankind, Hester Punim, Yaakov, Mayruv, right? You can imagine the sparks of creation, this mysterious kind of awesome Kel Nora, but not a father figure. In the morning, we develop a relationship, right? Matan Torah, Beini Ubein Bnei Yisrael, Osi Leolam. Right? It's about us. It's about the relationship. That's great. That's Shachris. Shachris is the Midah of Av. Shachris is Chesed. Shachris is Hashem giving us the Torah and establishing this relationship. But Mincha doesn't work. It's really bothering me. But Mincha doesn't work. The whole theory doesn't work. Mincha is supposed to be the Shas Hadin, the Shas Ha'onesh, taking away the sun. Right? It's supposed to be the time when we are least, we have the least to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask for our basic needs. We don't have too much praise. We don't have too many requests. We just put in the basic stuff because it's a time when we're facing din. Avraham Yagel Yitzchak Yiranein Yaakov Uvanav Yanuchuva. Perhaps, but it doesn't seem to fit in, right? In other words, yeah, we have to add something. Mincha seems to suggest that our theory is off. So much that it suggests that everything we've said now still is off. But something's wrong. Instead of Shabbos Mincha being the Shas HaDin, the Shas HaOnesh, we speak of the ultimate reward. We speak of Yemos HaMashiach. Everybody's dancing. What happens? What's going on at Shabbos Mincha? The question bothered me for a long time. First thing I thought was, maybe what we have here is the good that comes from the king. Right? In other words, I've kind of been playing one role here till now, in a second. That we say that Shabbos, that the afternoon is the time where God is a melech. And I was talking about how we have to be afraid of the melech, and the melech can kill us, and the melech can do it. But a melech also does a lot of good. The Shalah suggests that. The Shalah suggests that that's what Shabbos Mincha is. That all week long we focus on the onesh that a melech can give. And Shabbos Mincha, we point out, you know, sometimes a melech can do good things too. Just because he's a melech, just because we have to deserve it, doesn't mean we never deserve it. Right? We don't have the protection that we have for an av. We're going to say with a little more trepidation, but once in a while, the king does give something good to his servants. Maybe that's what Shabbos Mincha is. Maybe Shabbos Mincha is just reminding us that even though he's a king, sometimes he does good things too. But I think there's a much, much, much deeper answer. Let me just take your question first. Okay, but in other words, that's basically saying, well, I think there is more of a connection to Yom Kippur, but on a simple level, that's all it's saying is, God is a king, he makes decisions, and some of the decisions are good for us, so we can celebrate. On Shabbos, we don't want to think about bad things. So maybe that's all it is, that on Shabbos, we're focusing on the good stuff that we get from the king. But I think that it's much more. And I also think that the problem goes much deeper than the one problem I presented to you now. When it comes to Shabbos, what we learn together does not seem to work at all. Friday night, the Baalei Kabbalah explain has to do with not kale, not distance, not transcendence, but malchus. At the end of Lech HaDodi in Nusach Sfard, we say Boi Kala Shabbos Malkasa. We call Shabbos a Malka. Just like a Kala at a wedding is sort of like a Malka, she's a queen. So too, when Shabbos comes in, we refer to the Malchus of it. Rabbeinu Bachya, besides writing his commentary on Chumash, wrote a book called The Shulchan Shel Arba. The Shulchan Shel Arba is his Kabbalistic work. And there he writes that the Friday night Midah is Malchus. Friday night is associated in the Sifrei Kabbalah with Yitzchak, not with Yaakov. Obviously, something gets totally messed up when we start Shabbos. But I'll tell you that it really does. Because you see, until now, we've been going Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Arvim Yitzchak Yaakov. Shabbos Sidurim don't go Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. And it's not just the printers. Shabbos Sidurim go Ma'ariv Shachris Mincha. In fact, the whole way that the Tfilos work on Shabbos doesn't start with the morning, but clearly starts with the night, and then the morning, and then the afternoon. Even though, of course, the halachic day is always night, morning, afternoon, the way we pray on a regular day is not that way. In fact, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the day started with the morning. Ma'ariv was the cleanup from the day's korbanos. In the Beis HaMikdash, it really did work, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. But somehow, Shabbos, we don't feel that way. Some, Somehow on Shabbos, we feel like it's Ma'ariv and then Shacharis and then Mincha. There's a lot more here. And let me try to explain. What is the theme of Shabbos? What is the idea of Shabbos? It's a very difficult question. A very, very difficult question. Rav Pinkus asks it in the beginning of his Sefer Shabbos Malkasa. I'm not going to give the exact answer that he gives, but it's similar. Open your source book to 23. Okay, we say Shir Shalyom for Shabbos. Now the fact is, all the Shir Shalyoms, if you look at it closely, have something to do with that day. What was created on that day, what happened on that day. But this one is actually called Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Right? We don't say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShlishi. We say this is the Mizmor that was said in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom HaShlishi. But this one's actually called Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. That's part of the text. Why is this the Mizmor for Shabbos? Just take a second to read it. Tov l'hodos l'Hashem, I should have given this in English also, but it's good to praise God, to say in the morning his chesed, in the evenings his emuna, like we learned. Right? I'm very happy with your works, Hashem. Your works are very great and they're very deep. A simple person is not going to get this. Right? That when the Rishayim sprout like the grass, they're ultimately going to be cut off. And you, God, are at the height of everything. Your enemies, God, your enemies will not succeed. I will look with my eyes. I will only see them with my eyes. They won't come and get me. And a tzaddik will be planted like a solid tree. Right? What in the world does this have to do with Shabbos? Why do we say it on Shabbos? Why is this called Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos? Anybody? Anybody know the Medrash about this, why this is called Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos? That what? Then it would be called Mizmor Shir L'Adam HaRishon, but that's close, right? What? It has to do with Adam HaRishon's tshuva, right? Somehow this Mizmor was composed when the first Shabbos came in. Adam HaRishon is created on late on Friday morning. He sins on Friday afternoon, and he's out of Gan Eden by Shkia. Right? They did not spend an awful lot of time in Gan Eden. He's kicked out already before sunset. Comes Shabbos, and somehow this Mizmor has to do with that experience. What does that mean? The Medrash says as follows. It actually wasn't written by Adam HaRishon. It was actually written by Shabbos. Mizmor LeDavid. Mizmor Shir. Liyom HaShabbos. The day of Shabbos wrote this Mizmor. What in the world is the Medrash talking about? The Medrash says that Adam HaRishon was dead. I mean, he only had one mitzvah. Can you imagine? We have 613. We do some. We don't make a six. He had one mitzvah. He kept it for 20 minutes. And then he failed. An hour, 2 hours, he kept that mitzvah. God said, you could do anything you want, just don't eat from that tree. And of course, he has to eat from that tree. Right? Some of the Mefarshim understand that it was just a power play, really. But that was why they ate from the tree, because they couldn't stand having a mitzvah. They couldn't stand having God stand in the way somewhere. You got to understand like that, because the whole garden was filled with trees. So he comes and he eats the thing. Comes, the sun is setting. Now, Adam HaRishon has never seen this phenomenon. He's never seen the sun setting thing. Doesn't know what that means. Doesn't look good. He knows he sinned. He knows he's kicked out of Gan Eden. And says the Medrash, Adam HaRishon is on trial, and the trial is about to find him guilty, and certainly he'll be killed. Suddenly, Shabbos starts, and they say, well, it's Shabbos. We can't have the court case anymore. So they say, okay, Adam HaRishon, you're off the hook. It's Shabbos. So Adam HaRishon is so excited, says the Medrash, that he says, I want to compose a song for you, Shabbos. You saved me. And Shabbos says, no, I didn't save you. God saved you. Let's both write a song for God. And Shabbos sits down and composes this mizmor. That's the Medrash. With a little bit of elaboration. That's the Medrash. That's what it is. What in the world are Chazal trying to tell us? And still, why would Shabbos compose this? Enemies coming? I mean, what's an enemy? Who's an enemy? What's going on? It can't literally mean that Shabbos wrote this. It's very hard to understand that. The Radak explains as follows. The Radak on this Perek of Tehillim, the Radak says that Shabbos is the only time that we get to think about the way God runs the world. The theme of the Mizmor is Derech Hashkacha, how God runs the world. And it's a complicated system, how God runs the world. It's not so easy at first glance. It looks like certain people are succeeding that shouldn't be. But ultimately it makes sense. The Radak says Shabbos is a day set aside to think about it a little bit. Rashi says that the Mizmor is talking about Olam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. A time when we'll really believe this stuff. You see, in this world, it's hard to say that the Rishayim always get their due and that Tzaddikim are always well planted and everything's terrific. I'd like to suggest, based on both of these approaches, that what this Mizmor is about is admitting that we don't get the way God runs the world. It's called Mizmor Shir. Why is it a Mizmor Shir? Says Rav Ravitsky in the Das Shabbos, I believe. Not in the Das Tefillah. Mizmor Shir means, it's from the word Lizmor, which means to prune, to cut. A Mizmor Shir is a part of a Shir. In this world, we can only see part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That's the state of being in this world. I don't care how great you are. In this world, you can only see part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Shabbos is there to help us see the rest. This is what the Medrash means. According to the simple understanding, Adam HaRishon should not have had a chance. Adam HaRishon should be dead. When someone does an Aveira, they're dead. You kill them. Lightning comes out and strikes them. What does it mean that Shabbos came in and saved Adam HaRishon? It means that Shabbos helps us understand that the way God judges the world is not so simple and it takes time. And that God is not some angry ruler who just zaps us when we do something wrong. It's not that Shabbos came in and because Shabbos came in they had to stop paskening. They could have sped up the court case a little bit. The idea of Shabbos stepped in. Shabbos is what says that it doesn't always have to happen right here and now. It doesn't always have to make sense. One day it will. When it's really Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Shabbos reminds us that even though in this world, right now, in 2004, in 57, 65, we can't see how everything comes together, there will come a time that it will all come together, and there will come a time where we do understand why everything happens in this world. We do understand why Rishayim are not punished right away, because, and we'll see that they really are punished, and that Tzaddikim really do come out on top in the end. That's not the way it looks to us right now. So Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos testifies that Hashem is truly running every aspect of the world. As the Malbim says on this piece, that just as you see God in the creation, you have to see Him in the way He runs the world. Shabbos allows us to see through the blur of history, not only to see the world as it was seen, to look back to Bria Ha'olam, but to look forward. We stand on Shabbos and we stand in a place where we will understand everything that God does. And we will understand why people suffer and why things are terrible and why there's disease and war and everything else. This, says Ramban, is what it means that Shabbos is a Me'ein Olam Haba. Because on Shabbos, we get a glimpse, we get a piece of the understanding that we'll have La'asid Lava. It's not just that we relax now and we'll relax then. We're spiritual now, it's spiritual then. No, says the Ramban. We'll really understand how God runs the world then. Now, we just remind ourselves, we get a little bit of a glimpse, a little bit of a reminder. By taking time off, by focusing everything on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're reminded. And I'll explain how that works. What exactly does this mean? Here you have to see one key Gemara. It's on page 23. Says the Gemara, page 23. V'hayah Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. That God will be the ruler over the whole world, by Yom Ahu, on that day, Yashem Echad Ushmo Echad. There's going to be one God with one name. What? Then there's going to be one God with one name? Atu Ha'idna. However, today, Lav Echad Hu. What kind of crazy pasuk is this? Then in the future, God will be one? Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Lo Ka'olam Hazeh Ha'olam Haba. This world is not like the next. Ha'olam hazeh al-besuros tovos omer baruch hatov ha-meitiv. On this world, when you get good news, you say, baruch hatov ha-meitiv, thanks God for being good to me. Va'al-besuros ra'os, on bad news, you say, baruch dayan ha-emes. Blessed is the true judge. Le'olam haba, kulo hatov ha-meitiv. In the world to come, when you break your leg, you're going to say, Baruch Hashem. When somebody gets sick, when something bad happens, when you don't get the job you thought you were going to get, when something out there happens, you're going to say, Baruch Hashem. Because in the world to come, I'll be able to understand that everything that goes on in this world is the doings of a merciful Father. That even when he punishes me, and even when something bad happens, it's all ultimately for the good. That's what it means. Bayomahu yeh Hashem Echad. Says the Zohar, the secret of Shabbos is the secret of Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. The secret of Shabbos is to recognize that it's all about Him. There's nothing that goes on in the world that He did not make happen. And it all comes from one source. There's Chas V'Shalom, not a good God, a bad God. There's one God. He makes everything happen. That's what Shabbos is about. The reason why we desist from Malacha is because we symbolically say that there is no other force in this world that makes things happen except Hashem. It's a day of recognition that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the things we like, the things we don't like, the things we understand, the things we don't understand. It all comes from Him. And if we stopped, it would still be okay, because He's really in charge. It's a big question, my hishtadlus, to what extent do I have to do that? But that's the discussion now. But ultimately, we know that He is all-powerful. That's what Shabbos is about. That's the message of Shabbos. Shabbos says that even though we don't understand the way He works, there really is a system. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. The tzaddikim really do get rewarded. The rishayim really do get punished. It all really works out in the end. We won't be able to say that b'peh maleh, with a full mouth and a full heart, until Yemos HaMashiach. Then we'll laugh fully. Now it's a mizmor shir. Now we spend Shabbos reminding ourselves, at least intellectually, that it's true, even though we don't feel it in our hearts. You know what? Chazal didn't ask us to say Gamzu L'Tova all the time. The frum thing, whoever has Gamzu L'Tova. You ever see Avelim in front of a casket at a funeral? We don't go over to them and say, I'd like you now to say Gamzu L'Tova. We don't ask them to say, is it L'Ra? Is it bad that people die so they can get their ultimate reward? Of course it's not a bad thing. But we're not supposed to be able to feel that yet. We're human beings. Everybody says Baruch Dayana Emes when somebody dies. Avram Avinu said Baruch Dayana Emes when Sarah dies in this week's Parsha. Because in this world, we may know that it's a good thing, but we can't feel it. Bayom Hahu Yiyah Hashem Echad. On that day, we'll have so much information at the end of time that we'll be able to really understand, really put it into our hearts, that everything that happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not yet. But on Shabbos, we mimic it just a little bit. On Shabbos, we step back and we say that I do at least understand intellectually that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Kabbalah means, that the secret of Shabbos is the secret of Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. The Gemara continues. Ushmo Echad. He has one name. What does it mean he has one name? Atuwe Idn Alav Shmo Echad. Now he's got two names because this is here. Today he's got two names every time we try to say his name. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Lo ka olam hazeh olam haba. Ha olam hazeh now in this world before Mashiach comes, before we understand. Nichtav b'yud ke vav ke. We write yud and a hey and a vav and a hey, but we don't say that. We call him an Adon. We say Adonai. We don't pronounce yud ke vav ke. But in the world to come, after Mashiach comes, says the Gemara, not easy to pronounce, but we're going to say that word. We're going to call him yud ke vav ke. Yud ke vav ke hayah hove v'yihyeh. That's the four-letter word of God, four-letter name of God is the name that we use to show that God was, is, always will be. It's all about Him. To be Mahaveh, to make things happen. Everything is from Him. But in this world, we call Him an Adon because we don't understand. He's powerful. But we don't really understand how He's more than just a powerful Adon. But He's not just an Adon. He makes everything happen for our good. But we don't understand that yet, so we don't call him the maker, the happener, the one who makes everything happen now. Now we call him a strict ruler, because we don't understand. Shabbos helps us understand that all these different strands, everything going on in the world, comes from HaKadosh Baruch. Now let's look at the Shabbos topic. I hope everybody understands. It's a difficult concept. Because it's difficult for us to understand that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we know it's true. On Friday night, we begin with the entrance of Malchus, a perception of Hashem's true power. Right? Friday night, it's interesting, in shul, it's not like a regular Ma'ariv. Usually a regular Ma'ariv in a normal shul is kind of like a tailing off. It's kind of like a finishing and getting out. On Shabbos, we have a tangible feeling that there's something picking up with Ma'ariv, right? You feel that. Something's happening. People are into Meir. They may be half asleep during Kabbalah Shabbos, but by the time you get to Meir, it feels like the first tefillah. It doesn't feel like the end of the day. It feels like the beginning of Shabbos. We come in contact. Friday night is about Malchus. We immediately come in contact with the Malchus of Hashem. Hashem is not distant on Friday night. He doesn't feel far away. It's not a time to speak to him in transcendence because Shabbos is here. Bo'i chala, Shabbos Malkasa. What do you mean God is far away? God will be far away on Motzei Shabbos again. I feel that way every Motzei Shabbos. I feel such a distance. It's that feeling you feel after Yom Kippur in Ma'ariv. Not at the end of Yom Kippur. Shabbos, Motzei Yom Kippur Ma'ariv is a powerful tefillah, but you feel as if God is a lot further away. You felt a second ago, and the Kabbalah says it's true to some level, that He was right there. And now you kind of feel like He's kind of receded back to where He was. Kiviyachol. That's what happens on Motzei Shabbos. But Friday night, that doesn't happen. Friday night is not a turn where God feels further away. Friday night, He feels closer. It's even more Malchus than we had at Mincha. Mincha, He was a Melech. Now His Malchus is real. It's tangible in the room on Friday night. In the morning, we say, you know what? He's a king, but we can have a relationship with Him. He gave us orders. He picked us out. We're not just anybody. Wow, He is a king, but He gave the stuff to us. He gave us mitzvos to do. But when exactly do we really understand what God is? That is not until Shabbos Mincha. That is not until Shabbos Mincha. Bayom Hahu Yiyah Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Right? Ata echad, ushma echad. Now you understand why it starts that way. Ata echad, you are one, and your name is one. Wait a minute. That's only la'asad lavo. What's going on? We don't say that in this world. In this world, atu ha'idna lavechad, today he's not one. They say, yeah, you know what? Today we don't feel like he's one. We start off mincha in olam haba. It's not just that it represents the Shabbos of olam haba. We stand in Olam Haba, just this Friday night we stood at creation, we stand at Shabbos Mincha. People are not focused enough on Shabbos Mincha. Shabbos Mincha is usually the down tefillah. That's usually the most talking, the most, I mean, it's hard. Shabbos Mincha is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shabbos Mincha is when we stand and we say, definitively, Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. For this 1 second, for this one tefillah, I pronounce that there's one God and everything comes from Him. And I feel like I'm in Olam Haba. Avram's here, Yitzchak's here, Yaakov's here. This is great. When specifically do we feel this? We feel this at Mincha. Why at Mincha? So the Das Shabbos explains as follows. This is an unbelievable idea. Because it's at Mincha that we realize that the way we related to Him all week long at Mincha was really wrong. Because there is no Onesh. Because there is no mean, scary king. He's Dad. The same king that I've been afraid of and I've been shirking from and I said, don't punish me and everything all week long at Shabbos Mincha, I realize that all those things which I thought were bad, all those punishments were to help me. It wasn't to hurt me. It wasn't because he didn't know me. It wasn't because, as I thought during the week, it was impersonal. It wasn't because, as I thought in the week, you know, it's just the letter of the law and you get what you get and that's what's fair. It looks that way in this world. In this world, it looks like he's an Adon. It looks like, what is an Adon? Adon is a Melech. It looks like he's an Adon. But behind it, and we signify this every time we write the name of Hashem, we write Yud Kei Vav Kei. Writing is always on a higher level than speaking. Writing is always on a higher level than speaking. In our writing, you write the truth. The truth is that he's Yud Kei Vav Kei, that he really is doing this all for our good. Explains the Das Shabbos, at the Shas Mincha, we bring up the din again. We start with din. But he says, oh, I got to just redo this one line here. Turn to page 24. Ach b'Shabbos, we are on page 24, we are, there, I don't know, in the middle of the page, bold words, starting the sentence. Ach b'Shabbos, Shas Mincha, he eis ratzon. At Shabbos Mincha, it's an eis ratzon. Vanis filasi lecha Hashem, right? Eis ratzon, it's a time of ratzon. We see what God really wants. Mishum, shebechol b'Shas HaMincha talui din ba'olam. During the week, in the afternoon, din is hanging over our heads. The Einhu Eis Ratzon. It's not a time where we feel we're on God's side, where He's close to us. Aval b'Shabbos Shekol Rogez Husar. On Shabbos, when all the anger is pulled away, the Hakol Nichlal Yachad, and everything we realize is from one source. We pull away the mask. We realize He's not a punishing, mean, impersonal King. And we realize that all the bad things that happened to the Jewish people, all the things we've been saying, Dayan HaEmes, we're supposed to feel that way during the week. We're supposed to say Dayan HaEmes when something bad happens. We don't say Shkoyach. But on Shabbos, when we recognize that everything is from one source, V'af al pi shehadin nit'orer, even though din is aroused, hu lehit basmut. It just makes the whole thing scented better. It helps us really understand. The din is aroused, and now we can look at it in a different way, and we realize it wasn't din after all. Kolomar kde legalos hamesikus shebo. We remember the bad things. It's mincha time. We talk about onesh, and now we can look at it from a different angle and realize it wasn't an onesh after all. Va'alkach nitzroch mikra shel yichud liyachid kol madregos, and that's why we talk about this at this point. Okay, quoting the Targum of the Zohar. B'shas mincha, the next paragraph, misgale b'zeir anpin. Zeir anpin is in a little way. At the time of mincha, we get a little glimpse. Me oso gilu yichudo shiyela osid lavo. We get a little glimpse of how we will understand the world and understand God. Gilui yichudo, that's what it's all about. Gilui, on revealing that he's the one. Revealing that everything's from him. That's what's going to happen, la asid lavo. Reb Tzadok HaKohen compares this Shas HaMincha to a person who's going into a palace, and they have to pass after guard, guard after guard after guard. And all the guards are terrified of the king. And all the servants are terrified of the king. And then you get on the inside. And you realize the king is your father. And you realize that not only is the king your father, but that all of those laws that he enacted last week and all those decrees and the extra taxes that he gave you, and it's not a political statement today, the extra taxes that he gave you weren't because he was punishing his servants. It was because the kingdom needed it. Only someone who's on the inside, who makes it all the way in, meets the king and realizes the king is a nice guy. The king has to look tough sometimes. He has to punish. He has to give directives. But deep down, the king is a sweetie. The king is a good guy, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen. It takes us the whole Shabbos to get there. At the moment of greatest spirituality, at the moment where we're the furthest away from our normal lives, it's at that moment we enter into the palace. And it's at that point, at Shabbos Mincha, that we realize that he is truly not a punishing king, but ultimately a king who really does everything for our good. Why don't we do this all week long? Because in this world, we're supposed to say Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. We can't, Chazal didn't ask us to be fake. They didn't ask us to say something that wasn't in our hearts. It's hard enough when you're standing in front of the casket to say Dayan Ha'emes, that he's the true judge. It's impossible to say Hatov Va'Meitiv and mean it. Because we just don't understand why people die. We don't understand what the next world is about. We can't. So we say Baruch Dayan Ha'emes, and we say it, we don't pronounce it Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and all week long, we relate to him as a king. We relate to him as that Adon. On Shabbos Mincha, we finally catch a glimpse of what is going to be. We finally catch a glimpse of what it truly means to be a melech. To be a melech is not necessarily mean, to be rude, to be terrible, to be scary, to be punishing. And it doesn't even mean that sometimes I punish and sometimes I reward, like we started with. To be a merciful king means to not always explain it to all my servants, but to have every single thing that goes on in my kingdom be directed towards the ultimate good of my servants. Some they're going to like, some they're going to hate. But I know better. That's the Midah of Malchus. That's what we truly appreciate at that point. When is the other time that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in this way? Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. Right? Now, most of you have probably figured out that there's a good reason why we switch for those 10 days from HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, right? Because HaKel HaKadosh, we don't feel that during those 10 days. God, as the Rav puts it in Transcendence, is a beautiful article here on the following pages. We won't read it inside, but it's a beautiful article to read from the Rav about the way we relate to God on pages 25 and 26 during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But we basically say God is not far away anymore. I'm not going to say Kel HaKadosh a whole 10 days because he's a melech. And I'm scared. But I'm not only scared. Because on Rosh Hashanah, the bracha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We don't do this the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. During the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, during the other 7 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we just switch from Kel to Melech. Scary, scary, scary. Ooh, wah. I'm being judged. But what do we do with that bracha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur itself? We talk about a different kind of malchus. V'simlo Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha. The bracha, which is about Malchus for the other 7 days, becomes about Yemos HaMashiach on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that expanded. The Tzadikim Yismachu, it sounds just like Shabbos Mincha, because when we really get close to God, as scary as He sounds, we realize we want Him to be the Melech. We spend the whole Rosh Hashanah dreading His Malchus and praying for His Malchus. On the one hand, we're scared of it. Al tov over Mishpati Manu. The whole slichos of Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say that again and again and again. Don't be the king. Don't be the judge. Al tavo b'mishpat imanu. And then on Rosh Hashanah, we start saying, please be the king. Be the king on the whole world. That's Shabbos Mincha versus Weekday Mincha. Weekday Mincha, we relate to His Malchus in one way. On Shabbos Mincha, we realize that there was something off. Now let me explain just one more. It doesn't mean that we were supposed to perceive Him that way all along. In this world, no matter how great you are, you still say Baruch Dayana Emes. Rav Moshe Feinstein, when his parents passed away, said Baruch Dayana Emes. He didn't say Baruch, he knew this Gemara. Believe me, he knew the Gemara in Pesachim. And he was a very firm man. He still said Baruch Dayana Emes. No one in this world is supposed to get it, no matter how great you are. But on Shabbos, we begin to feel it in a small way. And on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, we remember that He's not really a scary king. He's Avinu Malkeinu. He's really our Father. Finally, is this only La'asid Lavo? This view, this idea that God really is in control of everything, I believe, is not just at Shabbos Mincha. And not just on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The real basis for our shiurim number 4 and 5, were that the paths to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from the Avos. If there are ways we're supposed to relate to Hashem, we can't be expected to necessarily pave them ourselves. We need someone or something to help us understand what that means. God is an Av, God is a Melech, God is a Kelach Kadosh. Once I had an understanding, I think this understanding of Shabbos, based on the Das Shabbos, based on Ritz Tzadok, it seems that this should have an echo in the Avos as well. This idea that there are three ways to relate to Hashem, but in actuality, it's not a fourth way, but there's a truer way, there's a truer understanding, how it really comes together. Where we'll understand that it's not really about chesed and din and hester panim, but the hester panim is also for a reason. There's a truer way of understanding Hashem, that it's not really so black and white, that really everything is for our good. It seems to me, and I'm really going to go out on a limb for 6 weeks now, that much of the rest of the stories of the Avos and many confusing stories in Tanakh can all be understood if we buy into the concept that there might not be three Avos, but four. There might not be three ways to look at Hashem, but perhaps not a fourth different way, but perhaps there is some sort of a deeper understanding of the three. So we're going to become a chumash here. But I hope that you'll see that these ideas, I think, can explain to us many of the confusing stories in Chumash, in Navi, Gemara's about La'asid Lavo, and we'll spend the rest of this semester trying to find this idea, this fourth piece this fourth chelek, to try to find it throughout our history. Next semester, please God, we'll go back to the karbanos and tefilos and this.